It started with another fight. Cuffey told police that on Friday, he and a friend fought three other males in a Harris Teeter parking lot. Cuffey says they ran off when a knife was pulled on them. Then over the weekend, one of the guys they fought called Cuffey to say it was a good fight. He asked Cuffey who he thought won. That's when Bobby McKeaton's name came up. Cuffey said since McKeaton saw the fight to ask him. So he did, and McKeaton thought Cuffey had lost. Cuffey and McKeaton then argued by text. Numerous texts between those involved in Friday's fight were exchanged over the weekend, some calling for a rematch at the parking lot or at school on Monday. McKeaton isn't mentioned in this part of the court document. Cuffey told investigators that he was afraid Monday morning and retrieved a gun from the woods on his way to the bus stop. Matthews police say that gun was stolen from a car in Gaston County. Before class started, Cuffey told police he stood in a corner in the hallway talking to a friend when McKeaton punched him in the face. As they were fighting, McCuffey says he shot McKeaton. Cuffey said he ran to his math teacher's class and told her the gun was in his book bag. Not long afterwards, the police arrived and placed Cuffey under arrest. McKeaton died later that morning. Cuffey appeared in district court Tuesday. His public defender's requests for bond and an electronic monitor were denied. Cuffey faces first-degree murder charges as an adult and is being held in the county's jail in North Charlotte, where they have a high school. Cuffey has a bond hearing set for November 7th. A court official says that hearing may not happen if, as expected, Cuffey is indicted first by a grand jury. Cuffey is now being represented by a firm that includes George Lauren and Michael Green. Their firm defended former CMPD officer Randall Carrick in a fatal shooting of an unarmed black man, Jonathan Farrell, and former UNC Charlotte quarterback Kevin Olsen in his recent rape trial that ended in a not guilty verdict. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.